T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And away we go with hour number two. The Rob Brown Show is right here on ESPN Upstate. What's happening? Y'all, great to be with you. I am Rob Brown. Diesel back in the network studio pushing the ones and twos. Great to be along with you for the ride. A lot of fun. A lot of good stuff coming to you this way. We talked a little baseball back in hour number one. College basketball gets underway. Again, reminding you, we are done at 3:30 today. We're taking you an extra half hour this afternoon, all the way up till 3:30. At 3:30, we'll be kicking it over to Dan Scott and Mark Ryan, not Ryan. Yes, that Mark Ryan, not Ryan. The one and only host of Offsides with Mark Ryan, as he will be on color commentary for the Furman Paladins basketball game this afternoon. Coverage starts at 3:30, tip off at 4 p.m., and we'll be taking you buzzer to buzzer right here on ESPN Upstate, the official home of Furman Paladin Sports here in the Upstate. Looking forward to that. That's coming up at 3:30 this afternoon. Also want to remind you, as in just a second, we're going to take a run up and down our NCAA football and NFL schedules for the day. That coming up tomorrow on the show, we will be carrying live football for you. Houston is at Detroit. Washington is at Dallas. We are still awaiting a decision on the game between the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Was slated to be tomorrow, but now that game is up in the air as the Ravens have had a breakout of COVID-19 in their locker room, up to including the majority of their running back stable. And, of course, the Ravens, a team built around the run to open up the floor for Lamar Jackson, with as many running backs as they have out, that has thrown a big fat question mark onto that game. There's a lot of people who are asking the question, will the NFL go ahead and play that game if Baltimore is missing a chunk of their offense? Listen, the NFL is a team that has given us a lot of pause regarding the play of their games in coronavirus situations this year. We know that the NFL is a money first league, always has been, always will be. They are a money first league, and whether or not they will risk the amount of revenue going out the window that comes along with a Thanksgiving Thursday match is a question mark. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. We'll let you know if they make a decision by the end of the day. I would suspect that they will have to know around quitting time this afternoon whether or not they're going to play that game tomorrow in order to get all of the logistics worked out or not. So if they make that decision while we're on there, we'll let you know. But for right now, we do know that at 12:30 tomorrow, Houston is at Detroit. And, of course, in your traditional game, the Washington football team will be at the Dallas Cowboys. That one's going to be at 4:30. By the way, earlier this week it came out, and this is just a little aside because I like it, that as of now, the rumors are right now that Washington football team is indeed in the running to become the permanent name of that organization moving forward. I hope that it does. I told you guys, I like it. I think it's unique. I think it's clean. I think it sticks. I actually love it. By the way, I have just been informed that the National Football League has indeed decided to move tomorrow's game between the Steelers, the undefeated Steelers, and the Baltimore Ravens, who are upstart but very much struggling moving the football right now, to a Sunday game. They have TBD'd the time. We do not know what time that game will kick off from Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, PA. But the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game has been officially moved to Sunday. So we will not have that game for you tomorrow, as it is now a Sunday game. But we will still carry Houston at Detroit and Washington at Dallas coming up tomorrow at 12:30 and 4:30, respectively. Speaking of the NFL, we mentioned going out in the last segment, Run CMC, Christian McCaffrey, is expected to practice this week, including today. That, according to Tom Pelissero of NFL Media, saying that the Panthers have cleared him to practice, though his status for the game coming up on Sunday is still up in the grabs. There are still question marks right now about whether he will play against the Vikings or not. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Teddy Bridgewater already had been set to practice and looks like he will likely be back under center for that team coming up on Sunday against the Vikings. Out of college football, real quick note, this will be interesting to keep an eye on over the next couple of weeks. Vanderbilt might make college football history in the next couple of days, as their head coach, Derek Mason, has come out and said that Vanderbilt, who is in dire need of a kicker right now, graduate transfer Oren Milstein opted out before the season started. Junior Pearson Cook, the lone player to attempt field goals this season for the Doors, is 3-for-7 on the year. Javon Rice, a junior who was ESPN's 12th-ranked kicker in the class of 2018, has yet to make his debut for this squad. The Doors are looking for a field goal kicker. And on 102.5, the game out of Nashville earlier this morning, Coach Derek Mason stated that one option on the table is Vanderbilt's goalkeeper on their soccer team. Their soccer team has a goaltender who has been practicing with the team and, in fact, practiced with the football team yesterday with many of the team's specialists in quarantine because of COVID-19 testing. Well, why is that history, Rob? There have been plenty of soccer players who have stepped up and kicked field goals for the football team when they're needed. Well, that is because the goalkeeper is a young lady named Sarah Fuller, who is the goalkeeper for the Vanderbilt women's soccer team. Sarah Fuller is the starting GK for the Lady Doors soccer team, and she has been practicing this week with the Vanderbilt Commodores football team. Mason said, quote, "She's got a strong leg. We'll see what that yields. Sarah's an option. She seems to be a pretty good option, so we'll figure out what that looks like on Saturday." If Fuller plays Saturday against Mizzou, it is believed that she would be the first woman to participate in a Power 5 football game. She is a senior goalkeeper from Texas who appeared in 9 games and made 28 saves for the Doors, who finished 8-4 last season. Keep a weather eye turn to the Commodores of Vanderbilt, as they may have the first female player in a Power 5 football game this weekend if Sarah Fuller, the starting goalkeeper for the Lady Doors Soccer Club, ends up out on the field kicking field goals for the Vanderbilt Commodores. That could be an interesting development. We'll keep an eye on that one for you as it plays out. And, of course, college basketball. Ladies and gentlemen, the day has arrived. Can I get an amen? College basketball is here. And even with 26 college games postponed or canceled, the slate of college basketball games is hefty, hefty, hefty. In fact, we've already got some games underway this morning. We already had one game finish. Abilene Christian knocked off East Tennessee State 70-47. Underway right now, Florida College at South Florida, Limestone at James Madison, McNeese is at Nebraska, George Washington U is at Navy, Radford College is at Virginia Tech, Mount St. Mary's at Morgan State, Oakland at Xavier, Keene State's at New Hampshire, Florida National at Georgia Southern, North Dakota is at the Miami of Ohio, North Georgia at Mercer, and Prairie View A&M is at Little Rock. Still to come, tipping off here in about 18 minutes. Towson is at number 4, Virginia. North Carolina A&T takes on number 8, Illinois at 2 o'clock. Also at 2 o'clock, Illinois State at number 23, Ohio State. Lander at the Nukes of Chattanooga. Southwestern is at South Carolina Upstate coming up at 2 o'clock right here in our own backyard over in Spartanburg. Appalachian State is at South Carolina State at 2 o'clock. Diesel, how much Appalachian State shooter hoops you going to be watching with me this year?
I'm going to be watching a lot. It's year 2 of a new head coach, and I'm stoked.
Love it. Love to hear it. Love
I watched more App State basketball last year than I probably have in all of my time being a student or an alum.
Love it. Love it. Appy State tips at 2 o'clock against South Carolina State. Also at 2 o'clock, Old Dominion is at Maryland. Austin, PA is at Omaha. Fairfield at Providence. Drake at Kansas State on ESPNU at 2 o'clock. On the deuce, St. Mary's at Memphis. Lamar's at number 17. Houston on ESPN Plus. North Dakota State at Nevada. Piedmont at the Citadel, also at 3 o'clock on ESPN Upstate. Toledo at Bradley at 3, Alcorn State at UAB at 3:30. At 4 o'clock, NC Central at number 5, Iowa on the Big Ten net. Bowling Green is at number 25, Michigan on ESPN, the Deuce. Culver Stockton at UM Kansas City. Massachusetts Lowell is at San Francisco. Tusculum at Furman. That one's at 4 o'clock. That one's on ESPN Plus. And that one's right here on ESPN Upstate. Your Paladins at Timmins Arena at 4 o'clock. Our own buddy Dan Scott and our own Mark Ryan of Offsides with Mark Ryan will be on the color call there at 4 p.m. at Timmins Arena. Visual on ESPN Plus. I'll be at that game as well, so make sure you tune in to that one. Delaware State is at Wake Forest at 4 o'clock. UNC Wilmington at Western Carolina. Oklahoma State at UT Arlington. Both of those are on ESPN and ESPN Plus and ESPN respectively. Carver College is at Kennesaw State at 4 o'clock. Evansville at Louisville on the ACC net at 4 o'clock. At 4:30, Farley Dickinson at Quinnipiac. Western Kentucky is at Northern Iowa at 4:30. Those on ESPN 3 and ESPN respectively. Simpson is at San Jose State at 5. Columbus State at Georgia on the SEC net at 5 o'clock. Ohio at Chicago State, same time. UC Riverside at Pacific, same time. 5:30, Eastern Kentucky is at North Florida. Morehead State at number 10, Kentucky on the SEC net at 6 o'clock. On the Big Ten net at 6 o'clock. Eastern Michigan at Michigan State on the ACC network at 6 o'clock. Charleston is at number 16, North Carolina. At 6 o'clock on ESPN 3, Ball State at Northern Kentucky. William Jessup at Fresno State at 6. Western Michigan at Butler. Liberty at Purdue on CBS Sports Net at 6. Coppin State's at Marshall. Toccoa Falls at Wofford at 6 p.m. Toccoa Falls at Wofford will be on ESPN Plus as well. Here's a fun one. The U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. Do you know that was a thing, Diesel?
Had no idea.
Yeah, me either. Me either. The U.S. Merchant Marine Academy is at Army at 6:30 on ESPN Plus. Oakwood at North Alabama, that's also at 6:30. So is UC Irvine at Pepperdine. At 7 o'clock, we start seeing some more of our ranked teams pop up. Northwestern State is at number 14, Texas Tech, on the Big 12 Network and ESPN+. ESPN The Deuce at 7 o'clock. We'll host South Dakota State at number 15, Almost Heaven, West Virginia. Number 18, Arizona State, is at Rhode Island at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Sacred Heart at number 24, Rutgers at 7. Flagler at FIU, Cal at Oregon State in a Pac-12 matchup at 7. Westmont at CSU Northridge at 7 on ESPN+. Plus, the College of Coastal Georgia is at Jacksonville U. Texas Permian Basin at UTEP at 7. Green Bay at Minnesota. NC Wesleyan at Elon. St. Andrews at VMI is at 7 o'clock on ESPN+. Plus. So is Florida Atlantic at South Alabama. St. Francis is at Pitt on the ACC net at 7. Southeast Louisiana at Purdue Fort Wayne on ESPN3. Mary Hardin Baylor is at Texas State on ESPN+. Plus. So is High Point at Davidson. FAMU taking on Florida Gulf Coast. That's a fun one to watch. I'm telling you right now, if you're not worrying about rankings and high ratings, watch FAMU versus Florida Gulf Coast. FDCU a handful of years ago. Remember, they had that deep run in the tournament where they became Slam Dunk U for a while. They've still got some talent, and FAMU was always one of the fastest teams in South. FAMU at Florida Gulf Coast. If you're a basketball fan, watch that one on ESPN Plus at 7. Idaho State is at Santa Clara. Oral Roberts at Mizzou on the SEC Net. UIC at Northern Illinois. St. Peter's at St. John's is on FS2. We've also got Mississippi Valley State and Arkansas on the SEC Net. Number 19, Texas will host the UT Rio Grande Valley at 8 o'clock on the Longhorn Network. Let's see, going through some of the other big names. Charleston Southern is at NC State at 8 on the ACC Net. Sam Houston State at SMU at ESPN Plus 8 o'clock. Tennessee Tech is at Indiana on the Big Ten Net at 8 o'clock. Jacksonville State at Alabama. Alabama, sneaky, quiet, dark horse to win the SEC this year. Keep an eye turned towards the Crimson Tide. They've been pumping out NBA players the last few years. This might be another deep run for them. South Dakota is at Colorado at 8 o'clock. UTSA at Oklahoma at 8 o'clock. Houston Baptist at TCU at 8 on ESPN Plus. Central Connecticut at UConn at 8 o'clock on FS1. BYU will host Westminster at 8 o'clock. Clemson tips off against Mississippi State. This one on the road down in the SIP. This one's at 8:30. This one's on CBS Sports Next as Clemson, who made an appearance in the ACC final before it got canceled against FSU last year, is at 8:30 this evening, CBS Sports Net. Texas Southern at Washington State at 9. Grambling at Grand Canyon at 9. Georgia State is at Georgia Tech at 9 o'clock on the ACC Net. Number 3, Villanova tips against Boston College at 9:30 on ESPN. Another potential good one there. Let's see what else we got on the big schools. Eastern Illinois is at number 7, Wisconsin. Arkansas Pine Bluff is at Marquette at 10 on FS1. Number 22, UCLA taking on San Diego State at 10:30 tonight. Here's the ones we got deprived because of the coronavirus. Here's your postponements and cancellations. A top 25 matchup, Baylor at Arizona State, canceled. Gardner-Webb will not play Duke, as the Gardner-Webb Bulldogs have had a breakout, so they are done against Duke. Charlotte was supposed to be at Tennessee in an opening day tourney. That is canceled, so the 49ers of Charlotte now losing basketball games as well. Eastern Washington was at number 20, Oregon, postponed. Drexel at Penn State would have been a good one. That one is postponed as well. Northern Arizona at Arizona is postponed, and that's it for mostly your large teams. But there's your full schedule. Opening day of college basketball. We got picks, predictions for the conferences coming up later on in the show. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This is ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. College football playoff rankings are out officially. Alabama is the number one team in the country. Notre Dame 2, Ohio State 3, Clemson 4. That's your four playoff teams as they stand right now. Of course, Clemson, the highest ranked team with a defeat on the roster, but that L came on the road at number 2, Notre Dame. Your top three teams all undefeated right now. Bama 7-0, Notre Dame 8-0, Ohio State 4-0 as they stand right now. Texas A&M, Florida are 5-6, 5-1, and 6-1. Go the Aggs and the Gators. Cincinnati is at 8-0 as it stands right now. And there are your playoff rankings right now. But the again, the one that is interesting, and Diesel and I had a conversation going about this back in the last hour, and I believe you posted something about it to Facebook. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
All right, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESPNUpstate.com, and you can read what Diesel had to write there. But the take on this, as we see Cincinnati from the AAC at seventh right now, the best that any team from a or any non-Power 5 team in the seven-year history of this organization has been, BYU, unbeaten outside the Power 5, not so highly regarded by the committee, slotted 14th behind number 11 Oklahoma at 6-2. Oregon out of the Pac-12, Oregon at out of the Pac-12, and number 13 Iowa State at 6-2, amongst others. The crux of the conversation we had, Diesel, and I'll let you pile on some additional thoughts we had, but when it comes down to it, it seems like every week that the playoff rankings come out, there's one or two non-Power 5 teams that are asking the question, what do we have to do to crack the code? And we still don't have an answer despite having a pair of undefeated non-Power 5 teams.
Look, I understand that BYU's schedule isn't really phenomenal this year, but they are undefeated and they are boat racing everyone. They've only had one game decided by less than 17 points, and that was a 7-point game on the road at Houston. They've done everything they've had to do. So if it is as you asserted in the first hour that, quote, if they truly believe they're a playoff-caliber team, they should have taken the game and the committee penalized them for it, then it's just trash behavior from the College Football Playoff Committee. It's moving the goalpost on one team and not on other teams. There are plenty of Power 5 teams that have played absolutely garbage schedules over the years, and especially this year. There are plenty of teams playing garbage schedules, getting all kinds of love. So how come, you know, how come, quote unquote, ducking a terrible, unranked Power 5 in Washington is enough to knock you down behind two lost teams?
Yeah, it's look, it comes down to, as we've talked about, the 13-member committee that meets down in Texas every week, clearly is very subjective in how they rank teams, right? It's a very subjective process that they go through. And the unfortunate part is you could ask the question, what would a Cincinnati have to do to get into that top four? What would a BYU have to do to get into the top 10 as one of two outside of the Power 5 undefeated teams left to play? What would they have to do? And the thing that's frustrating, and I understand it's frustrating, it's got to be frustrating for people like Diesel who are very bought into the non-Power 5 football, the answer is, we'll let you know when you do it, right? That's what keeps happening. Nobody can answer that question. They just keep getting told, we will let you know what you need to do after you've already done it. Now, as we talked about in the last hour, I think something that would have gone a long way for BYU would have been to accept the game invite from Washington, right? And it's not just that it was Washington. It's just that they had an invite for another game, and they turned it down. Ohio State has had four games so far. They remain undefeated through four, and they are now a top four team. BYU, on the other hand, has played more games, has won them all. Granted, not nearly as, you know, I say difficult a schedule. Ohio State's had, they've had what? They've had Wisconsin, they've had Penn State, they've had Rutgers, and they've had number 12 Indiana. So they've played one team that was ranked earlier in Penn State, one top at the time, top 10 team in Indiana. They've also had Rutgers and a bad Nebraska team. BYU's schedule has not been, as Diesel said, not been all that rigorous so far, and it doesn't seem like it will get much more rigorous. As it stands right now, BYU is knocked off Navy, Troy, La Tech, UTSA, Houston, Texas State, Western Kentucky, and Boise State. And North Alabama. They have a bye week this week, I believe. Yeah, this was the bye week. This was the week that Washington invited them to play, and they declined that offer. They still do have San Diego State left to go on the 12th of December, and they may have another game. Remember, the Pac-12 has now put into place their ability to invite teams to games if those two teams are both missing a game on the schedule, right? If there's an open date that they match up, they can schedule an outside game. The game has to take place at a Pac-12 stadium. The team has to adhere to Pac-12 standards, etc. We'll see how that plays out if BYU does pick up another Pac-12 game. At this point, I would say, Diesel, they clearly have to, right? They've been penalized for not taking that game against Washington. If another Pac-12 school invites BYU for a game, because they'll have a couple of dates open. I think this weekend, though it's probably too late to accept one for this weekend. But I think they have the next two weekends off. They could accept another game next weekend if anybody invites them after they've already turned them down, turned Washington down once. But I think at this point, the answer for BYU is you're going to have to pick up, maybe even picked up a ranked team in the Pac-12 if there's even one available to go on the road and play. But look, the playoff rankings are subjective. It sucks. But it is what it is. The guys in that room are not going to give you the key to the safe. You're going to have to crack it on your own. Cincinnati, BYU, your solution is win out. Hope you get a little help. Hope that perhaps Clemson loses again to Notre Dame. Hope that Florida eats an L to the Alabama Crimson Tide. And on top of all of that, hope some other teams. Like I would think, Diesel, if Georgia wins out but does not go to the SEC title game and they end their season at 9-2, you got to wonder if they wouldn't take a 9-2 SEC team over an undefeated BYU team, considering how far back in the process they've started BYU.
Yeah, if your only solution is you'll know that you've done enough when we tell you that you've done enough, then you're never going to be able to do enough. It's impossible. It's impossible to be able to do enough. You know, the likelihood that, and granted, this year is obviously different, but the likelihood that a normal season, you somehow put together the right schedule and have that magical run, it's pretty slim. It's hard. I mean, think of a UCF. If UCF had somehow regular season scheduled two or three Power Fives and had beaten them all, like, to ask them to do that when you're scheduling stuff out 10 years in advance, how are you going to know 10 years from now that you're going to be good? It's impossible. It's impossible. And I will never respect what the College Football Playoff Committee puts together, because it is 100% subjective and they can decide on a whim. Nope. No. See, we're not going to put this, you know, boat race power or group of five in, because we need ratings, so let's put a two-loss team from the SEC in instead. I'm never going to respect it, and you're never going to be able to change my mind.
No, I wouldn't try to, honestly. I understand. I would get the frustration. If I was a Cincinnati fan today, if I was a BYU fan today, I'd be wildly frustrated. You know, Cincinnati in a little bit better positioning than BYU is. I'd be furious if I was a BYU fan. That, you know, we've done everything we can be asked to do in terms of winning football games and still got bumped down into the teens, especially looking at what Cincinnati has done, right? I don't know that Cincinnati has played all that much more difficult of a schedule than BYU has. I think they've had one or two ranked games. Let's see. They've beat so far. They've beat Austin Peay. They beat Army. They beat South Florida. They beat SMU. They beat Memphis. They beat Houston. They beat ECU. They beat UCF. And they've got Temple and Tulsa left. It's not like Cincinnati's schedule is all that much better than BYU's.
Temple's canceled.
Oh, that's right. The Temple game got canceled. You've got Cincinnati and Tulsa left at the end of the year. That's a ranked Golden Hurricanes team. So
that makes
help
three ranked
argument.
Teams. If they can pull off the win against Tulsa, they will have beaten three ranked teams.
Who else was ranked?
Army and SMU.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So there you go. Again, you know, you're talking those and for the record, they thoroughly beat those two teams, 24-10 against Army, 42-13 against SMU. But again, subjectively speaking, I don't know that I would say that Cincinnati's schedule was eight playoff rankings better than BYU's. So if I'm a BYU fan today, I am absolutely furious. I don't disagree at all. All right, 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Real quick note before we head to the next segment. We got a text earlier that said Colorado had a female kicker before. That is true. Her name was Katie Haneda. She joined the Colorado Buffaloes team as a place kicker, but I don't think she actually saw any action, if I recall. I don't think she actually played in a game. I know that she transferred to the University of New Mexico Lobos, where she did become the first woman to play and score in an NCAA Division I-A game. But what I was pointing out was that this young lady, Sarah Logan from Vanderbilt, if she plays, would be the first to play in a Power 5 conference game. So 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Clemson ranked number 4 in our playoff rankings. Yes, I skipped up because I had both the AP and playoff rankings. Clemson is 4 on the playoffs right now, not 3. I read the AP poll on accident, my mistake. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show with ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob and Diesel with you here on a beautiful Upstate Wednesday afternoon. Just a quick programming reminder. We'll be taking you all the way till 3:30 this afternoon, all the way till 3:30 this afternoon. Then we'll hand off coverage to Dan Scott and our own Mark Ryan on play-by-play and color commentary for the Furman Paladins opening basketball game. Basketball starts today, baby. Looking forward to that. Furman will be taking on Tusculum at 4 o'clock. That game will be right here on ESPN Upstate. Live coverage from buzzer to buzzer. Looking forward to that. Let's take a gander down our college football schedule. Oh, our Thanksgiving weekend. See where we're looking at. A couple of matches this afternoon and evening. Kicking off here in just about 18 minutes. Yes, daytime football. No, I'm sorry, tomorrow. Daytime Thanksgiving football at 2 o'clock. I'm at 8 schedule screwed up there. Tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, Colorado State is at Air Force at 2 o'clock on CBS Sportsnet. And New Mexico will be at Utah State tomorrow night on FS1 at 7 o'clock. Friday, a list of games on Friday, including a good one. Out the Big Ten, number 13, Iowa State will be on the road at number 17, Texas, on Black Friday. That game will be at noon. UMass is at Liberty, also at noon. The Liberty Flames were making a bid to snag another ACC road win this past weekend, but they ate a one-point L at NC State, a little bit of a turnabout from that shocking win over Virginia Tech at Blacksburg 2 weeks previously. 15-14, NC State gets the win. Diesel, this Liberty team, you know, I almost kind of wish they would have gotten the win at NC State, because we talk about the controversy around Cincinnati and BYU. Would have been really interesting to see where this committee would have put the Liberty Flames if they were undefeated with not one but two ACC road wins over the last couple of days. Had Liberty gotten that one against NC State, where do you think they end up at?
They probably would have ended up somewhere in the range of 15. Obviously, they would not have made a significant jump into the top 10 from number 21. But any opportunity a group of five has to prove that the Power Five really ain't all that, I'm here for it.
What happens with Liberty? 8-1. Road win at Virginia Tech. They've also got Western Kentucky, FIU, UNA, ULM, Syracuse, Southern Miss, Virginia Tech, and Western Carolina in the back pocket. They've still got a big-time game coming up They face Coastal Carolina coming up on the 5th of December. If Liberty wins out, that would improve them to 10-1. An ACC, actually two ACC road wins, because I forgot they knocked off Syracuse as well. Two ACC road wins, a one-point road ACC loss, and a win over an AP top 20 team in Coastal Carolina, maybe even ranked higher than that. We'll see where Coastal Carolina is at the point that game rolls around. Two ACC road wins, a one-point ACC road loss, and a win on the road at a top 20 Coastal Carolina team. If they can unlock that one, where do they end at, Diesel? That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. What I, again, want to know is how did Coastal Carolina, who just keeps winning football games, keep dropping down the rankings? They were up to number 15 at one point in the AP poll. And they enter the playoff poll at number 20.
Yep. So we'll keep an eye on that one for you. Nebraska is at number 24, Iowa. The Blackshirts, they got to get something done. Number 2, Notre Dame at number 19, North Carolina. This one could be interesting. Carolina has two L's. They had that shocking defeat on the road at the hands of FSU earlier in the year. And, of course, they also lost by 3 to Virginia, which I think maybe even a little bit of a bigger shock there. On the road at Virginia, but they have bounced back and put up 56 and 59 against Duke and Wake, respectively, though that Wake Forest team, they also allowed 53. This North Carolina class, Diesel, was one at the beginning of the year. A lot of people wondered if they might be a dark horse contender out of the ACC. As of now, the answer is no. Do they have enough in the gas tank to challenge Notre Dame and flip these playoff rankings upside down against the number 2 team in the country?
Absolutely not. I mean, North Carolina is probably another 2 years away from I think being a legitimate contender. I mean, they had a really strong showing earlier this season. Next year, obviously they'll be a little bit better with another year of Mack Brown. Another year on top of that, I think North Carolina will be, I'm not going to say back. I'll never say back until they're actually back, until you prove that you're back. But then you're in a race to see what's going to happen first. Are we going to be back, or is Mack Brown going to retire again? Because that dude's like 90.
UCF is at South Florida, Wyoming at UNLV. Pac-12 play Stanford and Cal. We'll get it on at 4 o'clock on Friday. Central Michigan at Eastern Michigan. And number 15, Oregon at Oregon State in the Civil War. That'll be your last game of the night at 7:30 on ESPN. A game Oregon has to win. They are at number 15 right now. Shortened schedule. Only 6 games on the schedule right now for the Ducks of Oregon, a team that is going to try to win through their 6 games. They've already knocked off Stanford, Washington State, and UCLA. They've got Oregon State, Cal, and Washington left to go in their shortened 6-game season. Reality here is that not only can the Oregon Ducks not lose a game, they've got to do better than 38-35 wins over UCLA. They really need to go out there and own the field against Oregon State this weekend if they want any shot. I know, Diesel, that the playoff committee said that we will not have a minimum games played reflection in the rankings this year. But considering how subjective it is and considering the playoff voters are not held feet to the fire based on what they select who and where, I gotta think that if Oregon doesn't dominate only a 6-game schedule, it's going to be very difficult for them, even if they're undefeated, to try to talk their way into a 4 spot, even if they do get some help.
You know that minimum game thing doesn't apply if you're a big name. You know that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, 4 games for Ohio State, and they're number 4 in the country in the playoffs. You're not wrong.
That doesn't mean anything. All you got to do is have a good name, and you're in.
Do I sense just a little bit of animosity?
There's a lot of it. If you're sensing just a little bit, then your radar's off. There's a lot of animosity.
Saturday, number 4, Ohio State is on at noon against Illinois. Kentucky at Florida. That one's going to be at noon on ESPN. Look, this Kentucky team is not a good one, all right? They lost at Auburn. They lost to Ole Miss. They lost to Mizzou. They lost to Georgia, although they kept Georgia to only 14 points in that one. But Alabama absolutely blew the doors off of them, 63-3 this past weekend. and they skirted by Vandy. Florida should not have a problem in this game. Question is, how much does Florida pour on in this game? Sitting there just outside the playoff spots, they know that as of now, they've got a date with Alabama awaiting them at the end of the year if they make it through, which shouldn't be too difficult. They've got Kentucky, Tennessee in the makeup game against LSU left to play. Should be able to go 3-0 through that stretch. Look, if they beat Alabama, they're in the playoffs. The question is there any chance, Diesel, that they overlook anybody between now and SEC Championship weekend?
Are you talking about Nick Saban? Because I'm sorry, I was in the middle of reading.
No,
some...
sorry. Florida. The Gators of Florida have Nick Saban at the end of the year. Speaking of, Nick Saban has tested positive for the coronavirus. And who does Alabama have this weekend?
Auburn.
The Iron Bowl. Down in Alabama is how we said Iron Bowl. They got the Iron Bowl this weekend.
Iron Bowl?
Against our Iron Bowl. It's the Iron Bowl. They got the Iron Bowl this weekend against Auburn. Auburn always, every now and then, jumps up there and shocks Alabama. No Nick Saban on the sideline as of right now. We'll see if it's another positive, but, you know, you can only roll the dice so many times before you come up with a nat one. You got to suspect that that might be a problem for Bama. But looking at Florida, they've got Kentucky this weekend. They've got Kentucky this weekend. No FSU on the schedule this year, obviously. Tennessee and LSU. Is there any chance Florida overlooks anybody before that date against Alabama, which may or may not determine their playoff fate?
Florida can overlook all of these teams and still win by 21 points a game. are you seriously asking me if Tennessee is a threat? No.
Listen, what is the number one job we have in this? Create some drama. All right? I'm trying to create a little drama here. Maryland is at number 12, Indiana at noon, Texas Tech at Oklahoma State. Penn State is at Michigan. We will come down and look at the back half of our Saturday schedule when we wrap up hour number two next on the Rob Brown Show. Rob and Diesel and you, this is ESPN Upstate. Wrapping up hour number two on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate. Continuing to look through our college football schedule. We're getting you some of the bigger matchups. Penn State's at Michigan at noon on ABC. Also, NC State at Syracuse, Georgia Southern at Georgia State. Educate me here, D-Train. Tell me, there's a big Georgia Southern, Georgia State rivalry that I can pay attention to there.
Yes, there absolutely is, and it's because Georgia Southern thinks themselves, far superior to Georgia State because Georgia Southern's got all this tradition. They won a bunch of national titles at the FCS level, and they should be granted a whole bunch of success, and they should be able to absolutely boat race who they call little brother down up the street in Metro Atlanta. Unfortunately for them, that has not really been the case because Georgia State somehow always steps up and plays phenomenal football every time they play Georgia Southern. And as of now, I'm pulling it up on Winsopedia, tried to pull it up. They are 3-3. They are tied 3-3, and Georgia State has a streak of 3 straight wins against Georgia Southern.
That one's on ESPN3 at noon, and I may very well have to check that one out just to get a feel for that one.
If you're a fan of option football,
yes,
then this is for you. I mean,
grown man football.
I need to go back and rewatch the Georgia Southern Army game because Army's head coach was at Georgia Southern, and they run essentially the exact same offense. I need to go back and watch that game.
And Jeff Munkin, who, by the way, his name is still being thrown out as a potential candidate for the South Carolina job, and I could
Do they really
not...
want a triple option in Columbia?
Yeah, that was the big question, right? Now he said that he's willing to go out and kind of change up his offense a little bit. I mean, but look, your offense is what it is, right? Your offense is what it is, and even if you add some wrinkles, it's still going to be an option run based offense. But it turns out, I had heard this in the past, but it didn't click. Bob Castlin, the president there at the University of South Carolina, he's an Army guy. He's an old Army guy. And so there's questions about if Jeff Monken is being considered for that position just because they've got that shared background behind them. We'll see if any more comes of that moving forward.
And I should correct myself. I said that Georgia State has won three straight. That is incorrect. They did win three straight from 2015 to 2017, but Georgia Southern has won the last two in a row.
Uh-oh. So we got
correction.
Payback time. Payback time. Let's see what else we got. NC State's at Syracuse and the ACC. Vandy at Mizzou and the SEC. Again, keep an eye on that one as Vanderbilt has been working out the starting goalkeeper for the Lady Commodores soccer team, and she may very well get some action kicking field goals for the Doors this weekend. She will become the first female to play in a Power 5 NCAA D1 football game. So potential history being made there in Mizzou for the Vanderbilt Commodores. Number 20, Coastal Carolina is at Texas State this weekend. Of course, Coastal Carolina finds themselves, despite being undefeated, despite being number 20 in the AP polls, well on the outside of the playoffs, looking in. They've got Texas State, Liberty, and Troy as a postponed game left to go on their schedule. Louisiana is at UL Monroe, North Texas at UTSA, number 22, Auburn and Alabama. Now, this one just got a lot more interesting, okay? This one just got a lot more interesting because earlier this morning, Alabama Crimson Tide head coach Nick Saban has been diagnosed positive with the coronavirus, and he is symptomatic this time around. And because he's symptomatic, he may not be on the sideline for the Iron Bowl. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Quick break. We'll break down Pittsburgh at Clemson, as well as a handful of other games when we come back. 1 hour left to go on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.